Well, they seem to do, all of them seem to do with various kinds of abuses. Well, first of all, of descriptions of authoritarian systems of one kind or another. Authoritarian structures. And in the hothouse, perhaps, went even further and could be defined as a totalitarian society. In other words, each of the plays, I would say, dealt with the individual at the mercy of a certain authoritarian system. Well, yes, if you... I'm not sure perhaps that political is the right word.
What is?
Well, I'm not sure. Rump of the Road deals with this... with things that happen in about 90 countries throughout the world. In other words, these are... we have evidence that 90 governments throughout the world actually subscribe to torture under police or military, by peace or military means, whether they say they do or not, we have facts. Amnesty International, this is an Amnesty International figure, and it is evident and clear. So that this, One for the Road, simply is an expression, I take it, of a series of events where we see perhaps not the torture take place, but we are looking at people who have been tortured and who will be tortured. It's a change. For example, I in this play, in the actual production of the play, which I did the first production, I directed it, I had to decide how to show these people, a woman who'd been raped, what do you do? And we had to strike a balance where avoiding the grand guignol, but making it absolutely clear that she had been raped. In other words, her dress was torn and there was blood, but not too much, enough to say, this has happened, this is taking place, etc. So that it's, if you like, real, brutally real, yes. In a way that my earlier plays, I would agree with you, perhaps metaphors for... states of affairs in various respects. This is not a metaphor at all about anything. It's just a brutal series of facts.